Jenkinson is talking both from his experience, and I knew that he had had experience with Indigenous people from what he said, and through his own perspective, which is the one that is embedded in all of us in this society. And one way or another, that idea comes out of us. I don't really see it as any as fundamentally different from the idea he's criticizing. Because both ideas accept our current state as how life is. And it just isn't, you know, we're living in a dream world. We're living, it's a trauma-induced dream world. We're like in comas, and we're wandering around the whatever dimension people in comas occupy, thinking that we're in the world. And we're actually lying in a hospital bed somewhere. It's a joke. And he wants us to buck up and get used to this dream world and all the suffering that's here. And, you know, this place we're in, it, in a way, it doesn't even exist. It's just, yeah, I mean, it's real. Of course it exists. But as what he's saying it is, no, it doesn't exist. This is not how life really is. This is not the place we are to occupy. And escape is the solution. But then there's some things about what he says that I think are true. Like, we have to really be here. We have to go through this. Like one guy told me once, the only way out is through. And that means feeling everything that's happening here, letting it hit you, experiencing it, just seeing it clearly. No more pretending. So I appreciate that side of what he's saying. Don't get me wrong. But there's a kind of gritty disdain in his tone. And it's just very typical of kind of activist spiritual types. Trying to call people to a higher perspective they'll never get to, because firstly, people don't have to go there. Secondly, almost nobody can. And thirdly, there's really no reason. Everybody knows that deep down. Because the real life that's waiting for us is in an entirely different direction. But I Forna talked a lot about heartbreak and how it kind of brings you back to being a human being. And I can't disagree with that, given our circumstances. If your heart is not broken, you're not paying attention. So Jenkinson is right about that. And there's a lot of feeling in what he says, and it's rich. It's multidimensional, and that's good. It's good.